This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back, coming to you live in hour number three from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. And anybody that buys this Sig Sauer P320C FLS, your handgun, after I have shot it, will smell like a York peppermint patty. Check them out. Joined again for the first time in a while, because he's out there always on the run and doing things. The owner of the nicest 10mm in the United States. We're joined again by Dr. John Adeem of the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Good evening, Dr. John.
Hey, how's everybody doing today? Just give greetings to the guys in the chat room.
Which one?
All of them.
Oh, okay.
All my buddies.
All your buddies, yeah, you dropped out because I guess you didn't want to have your computer turned up too loud, right?
Well, not only that, but that way I can access some information, just like you.
Gotcha. Now, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
I've been to a doctor's office, and I've been to a doctor's office where he was asking me a lot of questions. And while I was sitting there, him asking me a bunch of questions about a lot of things, I was having heart attacks. And then the very next week, I had the big heart attack, and they weren't really paying attention to me. Why do doctors need to ask questions about anything unless they're trying to find out the malady that you're coming to them for?
Well, I mean, you want to do what's called the history of present illness, but then you also need a past medical history because there are risk factors involved. You know, things like smoking history and things like that are pertinent. With this decision is not pertinent. This is a political agenda being forced on our the patient population by medical organizations that have an anti-Second Amendment agenda.
So in Florida now, just exactly, I mean, is this part of Obamacare? Is this why they want to do this?
This is pre-existing all that stuff. This has been going on for 20 years. This is the AMA and American Medical Association, American Academy of Pediatric, American College of Surgeons, academics decided, we're of the progressive bent. We want to push the agenda of disarmament so that it facilitates the takeover of the country by the progressive agenda. And because the freedom-loving people, if they're disarmed, they can't resist. So that's why they want to get rid of the Second Amendment protections.
So, What would you think I don't know which doctor. I saw the article. I saw what David Codrey was referencing, and I saw the one that got written by the DRGO. But is this in danger of becoming something nationwide, or is this just something that just should be beaten at every turn?
I think it has to be addressed at the state level because these are all state laws. There's no federal law right now, and I think that this case will probably go hopefully get sent up to the Supreme Court once we get a few more justices appointed. But this is, in fact, a bill in Texas which is similar to this that's been introduced. So it's states are you know, state legislatures are looking at this very closely because we want to protect the patients from this intrusive, politically based agenda. Look at the average person who may not be like you or me, where we keep up on the politics and we know what's going on. So a poor working person shows up, but you know, the doctor in the white coat shows up in the office and says, you know, do you own guns? Now they're there for something else. They're there with their child and they're intimidated by this doctor and they feel that they have to answer the question. You and I both know not only do we not have to answer the question, but, you know, we have the right to fire the doctor who does this kind of stuff. But people who are in maybe not quite as financially independent status may have to use that doctor, and they don't understand that they can actually not only say no to the question, but also that if they insist that they can actually report that doctor to the state medical society or the state medical board, actually, for something called a boundary violation. This is using the physician-patient relationship to push a political agenda. That's not what the physician-patient relationship is about. It's about providing health care for the betterment of the patient, not for pushing a political agenda by the physician.
I was just thinking of something that had happened around here when you were telling me that. I'll have to have a talk with you about that offline. What do you think?
As we
go forward, I mean, this has been allowed to sit. There's been a lot of things that have been allowed to sit. This is really sort of indicative of the price. I mean, presidents and administrations get to appoint judges, don't they? And we've got judges in the Fourth Circuit, and we've got judges in Florida who are making these calls and everything. That, I mean, just it's pretty simple. It's not that much of an interpretation or leap to figure out what they're supposed to do. They just don't do it.
Right. I mean, if you look at the 11th Circuit, five of the justices were appointed by Obama and three by Clinton. Okay, so there's 8 out of, 14 or 15, right?
That's just a big sandwich.
More than half are Clinton appointees or Obama appointees. And then there's one by Ford, one by George H.W. Bush, and one by George W. Bush. So there's certainly a majority that have been appointed by Democrats. And so you know that because of the political agenda, they're going to have activist judges. I mean, if you look at what the lawyer that the DRGO and Second Amendment Foundation and Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, who wrote an amicus brief for this case, he basically said they didn't pay any, they didn't even look at our brief because they didn't address all the points that we put in our brief. They just ignored it. They ignore facts and just put in what they want to put in. They don't have to make an argument based on precedent or anything like that. Just like the Fourth Circuit Court, forget Heller, weapons in common use, blah 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 blah, they just said, oh no, well, it's an assault weapon, we can't have that, and it's pushing their political agenda. Right?
That you're exactly right. How can people
find
them
in their nose at the Supreme Court? So
yeah.
You know that the Supremes are going to look at this, at least the ones who voted for Heller. They're going to look at this and go, we're going to get our crack at you later. And when we get our crack at you, we're going to smack you down. So now we're looking at all these, circuits that have been turned to the left. You're looking at the 11th, you're looking at the 4th. Of course, the 9th has always been to the left. But, because Obama had 8 years to appoint all these circuit judges.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break. We'll be right back. Dr. John Adine. This is Lock and Load.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Simply put, this is something that is, it's not just lubricant, it's not just a solvent, this is a treatment for all the metal on your weapon. Check them out at froglube.com. Talking about doctors, when you go to see a doctor that might ask you about guns and such when you go to see him, with Dr. John Adine for the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Now, on the website, on DRGO, Dr. John, they say that doctors receive absolutely no training about firearm safety, mechanics, or tactics in medical school or residency. So they're basically not even really qualified, and they probably don't know what they're even asking me, do they?
That's absolutely true. Even my own experience, I did a military residency program, and we did not talk about firearm safety. At one point in time when I was doing my, active service, I went to the range and we had to qualify shooting a 1911. But even then, we really didn't get much of a safety lecture. I mean, it was kind of bizarre. They just said, okay, here's your gun, shoot at the target, and that was it. So, yes, in answer to your question, the vast majority of physicians have zero training in firearm safety, firearms handling, firearm storage. Their only training is what they get from their the AMA or the American Academy of Pediatrics with position statements and telling them this is what you should do. And what they're telling people to do is either A, separate your ammunition from your firearm and lock them up separately, or B, get rid of your firearms altogether. Now, that works really good to prevent accidental firearms discharge and, deaths of children, and this is what they're saying they're trying to prevent. However, it doesn't work so well when somebody kicks in your door at 2 o'clock in the morning. What then? What do you do when your firearm is disabled and you have 5 seconds to react? So then we ask, we have to ask the physicians, so what happens if I follow your advice and I am harmed by your advice? Does your insurance company know that you are practicing outside of your scope of medical practice and that, you are not covered for this? And so now you assume liability all by itself. And this brings me to the David Kodria's form that he has made up. He ginned this up with the late Joe Horn, who was a retired L.A. sheriff's deputy, and it's called the Firearm Safety Counseling and Representation Physician Qualification and Liability Form. And this is a stroke of genius. And David told me about this in 2014 at the Chicago Gun Rights Policy Conference. And I finally am seeing it in print, and it's just awesome. Because basically what he does is he has the physician attest to either the fact that, yes, I have got over all the literature involved in, firearm safety and the safe usage of firearms and defensive firearms use, as well as if I'm going to counsel you for that, I have to counsel you for this myriad list of other safety things in the home. Or the best part is, or I am knowingly engaging in home firearm safety counseling without certification, license, or formal training in risk management, and that I have not reviewed applicable scientific literature pertaining to defensive gun use and beneficial results of private firearms ownership. So, I mean, really what you're doing is you're putting these people up against the wall saying, okay, either I've studied this and I'm certified, or I haven't. And I'm practicing outside of the scope. And is my insurance company going to cover you for that? Heck no. And so this really puts the physicians on notice. And so, I mean, you can get it in the article that David Kodria wrote, and it's in Ammo Land, and you can print that thing up. And I suggest that you bring one of those when you go to your doctor's visit and just put that on the desk and say, doctor, will you sign this and see what happens. I think that will shut them up faster than anything else.
See, I'm not afraid to let me pull my microphone back down to my face level again. I'm not afraid to question a physician. Not because I think I know more than them. It's just that, if I've got something in my lower back and they're messing with my shoulder, I think something might be wrong. So from time to time, I have bumped up against them. I've never been asked about guns. But I'm waiting. I'm waiting to see if that happens. And when they do, I'm simply going to go, listen, you know how to fix this issue, and I know how to handle those. So why don't you let me deal with my area of expertise, and I'm not going to mess with yours.
Right. And, you know, and again, you're a unique individual because you are, you know, schooled on these issues, but the average person probably isn't, and they're being cowed by the agenda of their healthcare providers. And a lot of people don't have the self-esteem or the education to stand up to their doctors. You know, as physicians, we hold a unique place in society. You know, we're, you know, the Hippocratic oath, first do no harm and all this kind of stuff. Well, there's a lot of physicians out there who are running the political agenda at the detriment to their patients. And so, I mean, this is an ethical issue, and it's, and, you know, and we talk about the ethical boundary violation, and this is a prime example. Here's another ethical boundary violation: having sexual relations with your patient. That's an ethical boundary violation. That's a sacrosanct relationship and shouldn't be used for the gain of either party. So these are the kind of things that we're looking at. Now, when they're trying to push a political agenda at the expense of the patient relationship, that's, you know, that's not what we're looking for. This is why the Firearms Owner Protection Act was passed to begin with. There were also other examples where physicians refused to treat patients because of their firearms ownership.
That would be fine. I would love to walk out. Forget about the copay, brother.
Yeah, but what about if it's something emergent? Or what if it's somebody who has a specific skill set that's rare and that you need? Then what do you do?
I guess.
You see.
Anyway, I tell you what.
What if it's your heart surgeon and you're dying?
We're coming up on the break. You can find the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership at drgo.us. They are writing the stuff that nobody writes because they're up against a group of guys that, well, quite frankly, think they know more than we do. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Every month, we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there? Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
All right, welcome back. I'm not going to complain too much. Let's just say I'm sitting so low next to the floor that I feel like I'm at the big kid's table, and I'm a little kid. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a treatment. It's a solvent. It's a lubricant. It defies the elements. It defies the environment. Check them out at froglube.com. Having a discussion with Dr. John Adine of the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. You know, I don't want to deviate too much because we have covered some of this stuff about docs with Glocks, but I mean, you've done some fascinating stuff about hospitals and being gun-free zones. That's sort of like your area of expertise. Would you like to address some of that, maybe? Have we still got Dr. John? Am I just talking
to you? Got me?
Ah, now we got you.
Okay, good. So anyway, this is why I'm here right now, actually, is this gun-free zone issue. I've been a concealed carrier in Texas since 2007, and every time I go into the hospital, I'm confronted with the famed 30-06 sign in Texas, which is the you're not allowed to carry even though you've been vetted and fingerprinted and background checked in this building. So every time I went to the hospital, I'd have to disarm. And then I started thinking about, you know, you see where these gun-free zones are the subjects of focused attacks, you know, the school shootings, the theater shootings, all of which are in gun-free zones. And, you know, every once in a while we'll have a, you know, man with a weapon, security alert in the hospital. And You know, I'm thinking to myself, this is crazy. You know, we're all sitting ducks here. There's no way the security team who is armed with tasers is going to be able to, stop an event where somebody decides he wants to kill a bunch of people in a hospital. By the time the police get there and the SWAT team and whoever else is going to arrive, they got to get to the place. It's over. These things are over in less than 5 minutes usually. And most of the time, the police aren't even notified for 5 minutes by the time these things happen. So I started trying to get our county medical society to endorse getting rid of gun-free zones. And it was an utter failure because they're, you know, indoctrinated by the mindset. And then I met Tim Wheeler at Gun Rights Policy Conference, and he and I, have been working together ever since trying to get this sorted out. And I've written several articles about the immorality of gun-free zones, because we know that there are places where evil people decide to do their deeds. And then also in thinking about our stuff, you know, with the age of terrorism and ISIS and open borders and all this kind of stuff, we know that we've got cells inside the United States and that hospitals are soft targets and that we are going to see at some point in time here in the not too distant future attacks on places like schools and hospitals by terror cells. And we are totally unprepared to face those events. Hospitals do, you know, terrorism drills and casualty drills, but they don't do drills where they are the casualty, where they are the target of the attack. And so this is going to, you know, when this happens, it's a devastating thing. We can look back at the history of things that have happened in Russia back in the mid-90s, where the Chechens attacked several hospitals in Russia, one of which caused the Russians to capitulate, and these guys all escaped. And they had took over 1,000 hostages. If that were to happen in the United States, you know, what would our government do? This is very politically powerful.
I don't know what they would do because, I mean, hospitals are these very big affairs anymore. I mean, they're not like it would be like trying to take the Nairobi Kenya Westgate Mall back.
Right. In fact, you know, when things happened in Russia, they were able to very easily repel Spetsnaz guys in armored personnel carriers trying to retake the building. So, because what they do is they take the building and then wire the entrances with explosives.
Right.
And they may even put the hostages on a different floor and wire the floor with explosives so that they collapse the building on top of everything. They don't mind dying. These guys are fanatics.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's got to be a very rapid response. And I can't think of a better response than having people inside the hospital who are armed and are trained. You know, because that's the only way you're going to disrupt their plans. In fact, if it's well known that these hospitals are armed and they have trained people in there, and that you cannot readily identify them because they are carrying concealed, they're not wearing a badge or a uniform, that is a deterrent. So that will, you know, they may pick a different hospital. And for me personally, I'd rather have it be somebody else's hospital than mine.
Right.
Because I don't want to see my colleagues and my patients being slaughtered by either some lunatic or by a gang of terrorists.
Do you think hospitals are a bigger risk for a active shooter or a terrorist attack?
I think as things stand right now, it's a terrorist attack. Active shooters are relatively small effect. They're usually localized to one small area in the hospital. And the number of people who are at risk are limited. If you have a terrorist attack with a cell of 20 people, you may have over 1,000 hostages in a hospital, and that's going to have a huge devastating effect on both the psychology of the community, but also on the functionality of a hospital. You know, if they start blowing up ERs and things like that, now you're taking the ability of a hospital to respond to trauma away, And if you're in a medium-sized city or a small town, that may be the only hospital or maybe one of two hospitals available. So now you've taken out half of the capability of healthcare in a community. And that's right. A significant effect.
We're coming up on the last break. You wrote recently a very good article on this topic. Where could they find this article? Where could people find
that? The Concealed Carry Magazine, the July issue. And you can also find a link to it at drgo.us if you want to find it there.
That's the easiest place to go, isn't it? That's where all the other good stuff's at, drgo.us.
It's all there. In fact, you know, we have a link to all the articles on the Dox versus Glock. Law in the cases that, so you, if you really want to read up on that, it's a very easy way to go find it. And that's in the article written by Dr. Young that came out on the 21st of February this year.
Right. When we get back, we're going to talk about what came out of this study with Purdue, which is very much indicative of what Dr. John Adine is afraid of. You can find the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership at drgo.us. They appear quite frequently at ammoland.com. And from time to time, when I can track him down, Dr. John shows up here at Lock and Load, or at least in the chat room. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does indeed. Don't you know Larry Lasky, John?
Yeah, I met him at an event in outside of Austin this summer.
Yeah.
And he had a booth there, and he and I, and Rob Morse, of course, was there. We took pictures and sent them to you. Remember that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. That's why I was trying to remember. So do you use Frog Lube now?
In fact, I lubed up my Glock 17 right before the show today. I had a red dot pistol course this weekend and ran that gun, so I had to finally get break down and clean it. So
we'll have to
that's
talk.
What I did earlier today.
I need to take a red dot class. Frog Lube. Check them out, froglube.com. Talking to Dr. John Adine of the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Now, you said a very key phrase just a minute ago about how armed people could disrupt a terrorist attack. And that's really what it's all about, right? When the Parisian attack happened and that music venue was attacked and they were asking, how did all of this happen and everything? Somebody looked at that and said, you know, when somebody's in there without being disrupted, they're going to shoot everybody. Somebody's going to get shot every 20 seconds. I mean, that's particularly horrifying when you think about an armed little posse going into a place and locking the doors and locking themselves in, and they're just taking pot shots at people. So that means three people are dying a minute, and then just do the math, right?
Yeah, and during that attack, they had a lot more than just 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's why there was such a high casualty rate. You know, even if you look at the shooting in Orlando at the nightclub, if one person went after that guy from his blind side, they could have stopped this whole massacre. Or if one person had been armed, they could stop the massacre with one shot to the back of the head. But you know, people are running away in different directions. And, you know, there's a fellow in New Jersey named Anthony Calandro, and he coined the term rush the nut. And I think that we need to look at that. It's got to be a mindset thing. We cannot just run away and cower and wait to be shot. We have to turn the tables. One shooter cannot fend off 20 people all at once.
Right.
you can maybe take out one or two, but you know, everybody's looking at self-preservation rather than trying to stop the threat. So this is something that we really need as a society, we need to look at, you know, if we're in the middle of one of these things, we need to get organized and you know, kind of do the let's roll, you know, get in there and attack. And that will end the thing. A lot of these single shooter things are stopped by unarmed people.
60% of them. Yeah, 60% of them.
So
when they fight back, the caveat needs to be they fight back. If they fight back, then they do. Because most of these active shooters have not been to a red dot class with Dr. John Adine. They've gone out and got a gun. Maybe they play Call of Duty or something. They're going to get their highest body count, or maybe they think they're the next Adam Lanza or James Holmes or whatever they are, whatever they're thinking. But they're not some pistolero that is going to have to be taken out by some tactical operator, are they?
No. In fact, anybody with a little bit of sense can figure out a way to, you know, to safeguard themselves from an attack from behind and things like that. But these guys are focused. They become target focused, and they get tunnel vision just like, you know, everybody else who's in a shooting scenario, you know, we all have a tendency to get tunnel vision. Well, these guys get tunnel vision. They won't see somebody coming from their flank or from behind. And so they can be blindsided, essentially, and stopped.
Right. Well, I mean, James Holmes, when James Holmes was in there, they were talking about, well, he had armor. He was masked. He was throwing gas. Have you ever had to shoot a weapon with a mask on?
Yeah, you have no peripheral vision at all.
Well, you have no peripheral vision. When you get hot, it starts to fog up. I'm imagining he was having an adrenaline dump unbelievable. If somebody had been armed in the Aurora Theater, they could have gone down the other aisle and just walked up beside him and popped him in the head.
Yeah, absolutely. But the problem is, where did he go? He went to the only theater in the area that was a gun-free zone.
Yeah.
It makes my point. It's, you know, these guys plan this stuff out. They're meticulous. And so when they plan on doing the shooting, they don't want interference. They want to be the only person with a gun and be able to shoot until either they run out of ammo or until there's a police response. And it's all about time. Time is the factor. And this is why having armed people in the place during the time of the shooting is the best way to stop these things.
Do you like?
And we can talk about that study, that Purdue study, and I think that's a very important study where they looked at resource officers, concealed carry.
Yeah. Armed teachers and resource officers.
Resource officer, yeah. All those things, and they found that, you know, the concealed carrier is a force multiplier, and it reduces the number of casualties dramatically.
Yeah, and I mean, the FASTER program that Rob's been through, they've had one occasion where they had to actually deal with somebody, and one of the armed teachers did not draw down on him. He talked him down. So they obviously are training and training well, and they are capable. So that's good stuff and everything else. Before we run out of time, I just got to ask you, because I've got my Glock 17 right here beside me on the desk right here. I got my agency gun, and it has an RMR on it. And I'm getting ready to start training with the red dot because, you know, it's a lot easier for somebody my age and everything to pull that up versus, say, trying to get that good sight picture and the blur and all that other stuff. Are you finding it to be a short learning curve?
Yes. In fact, this was a three 8-hour day class. In the beginning, the first day, we're all struggling to try to find our sights and put the red dot on the sights. By the end, you realize, guess what? It doesn't matter where the red dot is on that screen. As long as that red dot, you can see it because there's no parallax in those things. You put the red dot on the target, whether it's on the top left corner, bottom right corner, press the trigger, you get your hit. But it doesn't mitigate good trigger control, good fundamentals. You still have to have good trigger press. Can't be jerking the trigger, because if you're doing that, it's going to go flying. But it's really, the strength is in making transitions from target to target to target to multiple targets, and also distance shooting. Shooting A headshot at 25 yards, it's child's play. Headshot at 45 to 50 yards, doable. Okay, with iron sights, I think I would be challenged to do that. But with that red dot, we were hitting an 8-inch plate at 45 yards, and we were hitting multiple shots in a row. Bing, ping, bing, ping, bing, ping. And it's an eye-opening thing. And I think that people who are in their middle age, when they start getting the problems with the near sight, or with the far sightedness, the presbyopia, difficulty with being able to focus on that front sight, you don't have to focus on your front sight. You focus on the target, put the red dot over the target, boom. And, you know, a lot of it is practicing presentations and getting that red dot so that when you present the gun, you're looking at the red dot. It just comes up naturally. And the way you do that is first find your front sight and then find the red dot. But after,
I was going to say the natural point of aim with the Glock is a little bit high because of the angle on the grip. So I'm finding that when I do press up, I'm having to bring the back end of it up. We're about to run out of time. And I just want to let everybody know that from time to time, Dr. John or Rob Morse or both of them will start shooting me these text messages and saying, hey, we're going to go train at this really fun thing. Why don't you come and play? And then they'll start sending me pictures of Dr. John's SIG 220. I'll let you shoot this bill and all this other stuff. And, you know, it's quite cruel, Dr. John. I'm just going to tell you.
Hey, bribery will get you everywhere. You know that, right?
There you go. Thank you for joining us this evening. I will talk to you soon.
My pleasure.
We'll be back at this in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.